following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. Great deals on gifts and smoking accessories can be found right now at Wizards. Check out the large selection of Woodwick candles with new lower prices, vaporizers, shirts, hats, and so much more. Say Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 15 minutes from West Memphis, 1999 Madison Avenue in the heart of Midtown. Online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards! Because it's still smoking. Must be 18 years of age or older to purchase smoking-related items.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, aloha, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland.
Yes, indeed, it is here. It is 2017. It's the first show of the new year. Imagine that. How did that happen? How did that happen? This year just flew by. But I'm glad to be back in my home studio. Last week, of course, it was something because I was having to deal with Comcast, which ultimately, what I found out was, they ultimately sent a tech over and they came and they fixed everything here at the house, Studio A. Everything's great. Got it up and running. The guy could not have been nicer. And he told me what the deal was. He said the reason why the other guy that came out here couldn't fix it was that he refused to fix it. He was that guy. He didn't give a shit. He didn't want to get involved, and therefore forced me to reschedule. So therefore, I was out another week of not having any real internet service. So that happened. So thanks to the guy that came out and fixed it. I never did get his name. But he did a very thorough job. He was just a sweet guy, just a really a good hard worker. And my hat's off to him. So Comcast, if you happen to know who came out here to my home to fix this, thank him for me. Give the guy a raise, for God's sake. He went above and beyond the call of duty. So it was great. It's nice. It's nice to have all that back. And of course, this is being recorded on the first day of 2017. It's January the 1st. This is when I recorded it. Many of you will hear it the second I put it up. A lot of you will wait till next week sometime. But yeah, 2017, here we are. It's arrived. 2016 was kind of a rough one, I guess, for, things that were happening around us is what made it kind of rough. You know, of course, the celebrity deaths and stuff, that's not going to stop, mind you. There will always be people, famous people dying. That's just what happens. And then you've got, of course, the divisiveness of what has happened in our country with the election, which, frankly, ran on 18 months too long. It really did. That thing did not end. But it's still not over. And the guy hadn't even taken the oath of office yet. And he still is managing to upset a lot of people, and I see it in social media. It's in my feed. It's amusing. There are people still trying to pick a fight with each other over, you know, who they elected and who didn't get elected, and all of this. And it's look, I'm no fan of the guy, and I've said that before. I'll say it again. I could give a shit about this cartoon that has been elected. I don't know. We'll see what happens when he gets in there. I don't know. Part of me is sort of convinced. It's a small part of me is convinced that he won't take the oath of office. I know it seems outlandish, and he probably will. I mean, but there is a very small part of me who thinks that it may not happen. Look, the signs are kind of there. He doesn't go to the presidential daily briefing. He doesn't get all of that because he figures he's too smart for that. So he sends his VP in to go get it. He claims that he is not moving into the... He's not going to use the Oval Office. So that's upset some people, namely security. He's forced tenants out of Trump Tower where he lives in New York, out of the floor above him and the floor below him, so Secret Service can move in. And they vacated everybody. They ran everybody off. And they're sticking everybody with this multi-million-dollar bill a month to pay for all of this, and I don't know. I I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know that he. I don't know that he'll. If he does take the oath, I don't know that he'll serve all 4 years for whatever reason. I don't know. It's just going to be an interesting thing to see how it shakes out. So, you know, without you know, getting too deep into that sort of thing, we'll have to see what this year brings. You know, 16 was hard. 17, I don't know. Maybe it'll be better. Maybe people will be cooler with each other. Maybe I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to expect. You know, since so much death involved. Hell, even in our family, we didn't escape that. We had a cat named Tinker, long time cat. It was my wife's first cat. Well, that sounds kind of strange, but it was. It was her first cat. And he lived a long and glorious life, and it came to an end early December, about a month ago now, nearly. December the 10th, I think, is when he died. And he just, you know, he got old and went downhill, and that was the end of that. And as such, we now have a new cat that is here. Now, Lucky is still here, and the two hounds are still here, but we wound up getting another cat. His name is Murphy. Murphy is a Maine Coon. He's not just any type of Maine Coon. He's an obese Maine Coon. He is easily 100 pounds. I exaggerate. He's a pretty heavy cat, though. He's pretty big. He's got a lot of hair on him, and when he wanders the house, he sweeps up the rug behind him, or sweeps up the floor behind him. So he's a big boy. But Murphy is his new name. Or is his old name, and he's a legitimate rescue, believe it or not. The lady that had him previously, she died, and there was another lady that was sort of this woman's caretaker, and she was down there taking care of this lady and taking care of this cat. The lady dies, the caretaker comes in, and she's having to take care of this cat. She doesn't know what to do with the cat. She runs into my wife, and she says, "Hey, do you know anybody that would help take this cat off of our hands?" And lo and behold, Murphy came to live with us because he had nowhere to go. And which begs the question now that I've heard this story. And I asked my wife about this. I said, now look, I need to know this. I need to know the answer to this question. You see, when the lady died, how much time had passed between the woman's death and the caretaker coming to the house? I need to know this. And she said, well, it was only like a day or two. Say, well, because, you know, cats will, you know what I'm saying? They'll take care of you. If you're dead and they haven't been fed, you're dinner. They do that. Cats do this all the time. And my wife said that when the caretaker got there and discovered the dead woman's body, Murphy was licking the dead woman's feet. And she goes, oh, this is so sweet. And I said, sweet. He was sizing her up. He was seeing, how's this going to taste? Getting kind of hungry. Maybe a slab of food. You know, how about a little heel to go with that, huh? Huh? As it turns out, no, the cat didn't do that. Because I don't know that I'd be comfortable around a cat that has developed a taste for human flesh. That would be a little unnerving. Cause there I am, sleeping, maybe looking lifeless, and the cat gets an idea that it's along the same lines of buying thrift store clothes, you know. Dead man's shoes, dead man's shirt, dead man's pants. I don't know about all of that. So, at any rate, Murphy has now moved in. So yes, that has happened. And such, you know, hopefully a 2017 will at least be a good year for him. He got him a house, but you know, for the rest of us, I don't know. We'll see. You know, 17 is going to be an interesting year. I don't know if we'll look back on 16 as it being a good year or a bad year. I know a lot of people say, well, it's a horrible year, bro. How could you even say that? It's a horrible year. And there were some rough things that happened, sure. And we put up with an awful lot. That we did. There's a lot there that we really had to deal with, and it was, well, frankly, it was no fun. And I'm glad the year is over. There's, you know, certainly there is that, just because of everything that we have endured. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't so much that it was the events that we've had to endure so much as we've had to endure everybody's reaction to them. I think that's what this really boils down to, really. Thanks to social media, we've had to endure a lot. I mean, a lot. We've had to endure people's points of view about things that have been run down everybody's damn throat, and it has gotten tiring. And I think that's what this is. 2016 was like any other year, really. And as such, when everybody is running their mouths about it in social media, it became tiring. And I think that's what, I think that's really, I mean, and that's just a thought. It's certainly nothing more than speculation on my part, but it seems to me that with all of the yammering that has gone on Facebook in 16, we all got tired of it. And I think it's what it is. We're tired of the people. We're not tired of the other stuff. This is just me, I guess. You know, you're talking to a guy who reads a lot of Facebook, but doesn't necessarily provide a lot of content, unless it has something to do with like this show or the radio station. I typically don't, but I do. I'm looking at it right now, and you know, I see you know, a lot of people, you know, today being the first day of the new year, people are really, you know, they're enjoying themselves, and as they should, because that's just how that is. But the by and large, it's not really people that are all worked up about much of anything. So that's maybe that's just it. Maybe everybody is so upset about 2016, they've decided to go ahead and start 2017 by not talking about it. And that's I guess that's certainly the case. So who knows? Who knows what holds in the future? And that's just it. We, you know, you can't just bury your head in the sand and go, oh my God, we're done. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, I'm going to hide. It's going to be, you know, frightening. But no, it's, you got to be positive. You got to jump in there and go with it. Last night at Radio Memphis, New Year's Eve show, Joel and Lisa and myself rang in the new year with Butch Mudbone. Willie Hall was in there. Bill Lusk was there. And we had a large time. And, you know, we went into it with the idea that, you know, enough divisiveness. There's got to be some positivity out of all of this. And we ultimately did. We ultimately did come across some very cool positive stuff. One of which is the fact that Hugh Hefner survived 2016. Hugh, of course, is, what, 90-something years of age? He made it. Tony Bennett's still with us. He's up there. Hell, he's still working. You know, he's still doing his thing. You know, there are people that we would have wondered whether or not they passed. No, they're still around. Sadly, Abe Vigoda left us in 2016, or else he'd be added to that list, of course. But yes, there are some good things that did come out of 2016. We've understood, for example, that conservation of the earth is a pretty good thing to have happen. It's a good thing to get involved in. Was it Costa Rica? I believe it was, that they've just announced that they were able to go about 80% of the year of 2016 without using any fossil fuels. That's a good thing. They were using renewable sources to power their country, and that's a remarkable feat of engineering, and they were able to pull it off. They've proved it. And as such, there are still people that were upset, and this is what I don't understand. Why are people so upset? It's Costa Rica, yeah. They completed 2016 without having to burn a single fossil fuel for more than 250 days. 98.2% of Costa Rica's electricity came from renewable sources in 16. So there, I just saw the headline. And why is this such a bad thing? Because there are people that, especially politically, they get all worked up about this sort of thing. They get all upset. This is a bad thing, man. This is hurting the coal workers. Well sorry, but we need to move forward. We need to get away from some of these things. This is bad for the oil production people. So let's go ahead and destroy the environment to save a few people from, from losing their job. We can't deny them the ability to get black lung. I mean, by God, we certainly wouldn't. That would just be ridiculous. We couldn't create a new industry now, could we? That would Once again, that would be considered somewhat ridiculous. And such as it is, why people are upset. And it's not that they're upset about the fact that we're getting away from fossil fuels. They're getting upset at the fact that there are people that are upset about it. That's the baffling thing about all of this. Why is everybody so worked up about it? And it's just, you know, what if making the Earth a cleaner and better place was an okay? What if we were all wrong about climate change? What if it wasn't? What if it was not caused by human intervention? There are people that I know that believe that. But, well, so what if we were wrong about it? And the side effect is we still have a cleaner environment. Is that such a bad thing? No. So we'll see. You know, coming out of 16, going into 17, maybe there's some good news there. Some good technological advances that we're being able to implement. Because right now, like for example, solar cells are the cheapest they've ever been. This is a good time to start generating electricity by taking, you know, by powering things by solar power. It's a good idea. You know, it really is a good idea. Why not, huh? All right, bro, you're just out to just being a tree hugging hippie, bro. You know, if it weren't for trees, you wouldn't be breathing right now, would you? Also, in India, in one day, some, 6 million trees were planted thanks to the help of some industrious kids. So that's good. Planted some more trees. Certainly a good thing. But I guess the best thing you could say about 2016 is that it's over. It's behind us. The things we always say that, I guess, about a lot of years, at least here, I don't know that I've ever been around anybody who went, oh man, still wish it was 2012 again or 2011. Oh, that was a good year, huh? That 2011? No, it wasn't. 2011 was not a good year. It was a pretty, if my recollection serves, it was not that great of a year. And it, you know, We don't look back on years as being, wow, that was a great year, man. You always go, oh, thank God that's over with. What's 2017 going to be? And see, down here in the South, or in the Mid-South, that is, people have goofy traditions about New Year's. Got to eat your black-eyed peas. Got to have your collard greens. You know, if you don't eat like that, you're not going to have good luck, is what it is. And it's, I don't know, it's a superstition, of course, but... And I like black-eyed peas as much as the next guy. But because I like to buck tradition, as it were, I don't have it on New Year's Day. I certainly don't. There's no need for me to have black-eyed peas on New Year's. Well, you're just tempting fate, bro. Well, you know, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. And, you know, such as it is. Luck is not a thing. It really isn't. It's just, you know, it's happenstance. It's the way things happen. There's no rhyme nor reason to it. The universe is not, you know, conspiring to assist you or to hold you down. It doesn't work that way. Look, the universe is a big, big place, very big place. You know, if you've ever done this, this is kind of fun to do. Go online and look up the Mars rover and look at the pictures that it has taken of Earth from the surface of Mars. We are a very, very tiny, tiny little blue dot. And that's just from Mars. That's a long way from here. So really, what's happening here on Earth is no consequence to the universe and whether or not, you know, eating black-eyed peas is going to help you have a better year. If you want to eat your black-eyed peas, by all means, please to do so. They're fine. They're tasty. They're nutritious. And they're rather filling. But let's not get carried away with the, oh, you got to have them, bro. Got to have them. You got to have the greens. Got to have the ham. You know. I'd be, you know, be perfectly happy with a nice Bloody Mary and perhaps a cold beer later on. That's my New Year's Day. That's the way that's going to be. As a matter of fact, as of the publication of this, as soon as this is done, I got to head down to the radio station, down to Radio Memphis. We've got the Booze and Blues show tonight, the first one of the year. Yes, I am working on a holiday. Imagine that. I'll probably take Monday off. I don't know yet. But nevertheless, you know, I do this because I care. That's the whole thing, and I will continue to do this because I care. I continue to care, you know. And that's one of the things too. As we get into 2017, we hope that it's a good year for the radio station. You know, hopefully we'll be able to survive whatever economic downturn, as they're calling it, that may be happening this year. We're probably, you know, up for a groovy recession of some sort, but I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully, we'll be able to survive it, and that'll be a damn good thing. You know, I'm not here to be all doom and gloom either. I'm more of a realist, but let's be honest here. Things aren't looking good as far as the economy goes. And they go, hey, what are you talking about, bro? The economy's up. You know, the Dow is up. You know, the New York Stock Exchange is up. It is repeating the exact same pattern that it did in 1929 when Herbert Hoover was elected president. It was right before he had taken office. The 1928, the stock market was doing the exact same thing. And Hoover, it's not Hoover's fault we went into a depression, for God's sake. But when, you know, let's just say, you know, let's keep this in mind. Anyway, they didn't call those tent cities in New York tent cities. They called them Hoovervilles. Let's hope we're not all living in Trump town by the time it's all said and done with. You know what I'm saying? Enough with the politics, bro. I know. I hear you. We're just going to get through it the best we possibly can. And I tell you what, if I look at it this way, if we're all going to hell, at least we're all going to hell together.
Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. Gifts and smoking accessories are on sale right now at reduced prices, including a large selection of Woodwick candles, vaporizers from Puff King, Grenco, Wolf, and Stealth Hybrid, shirts, hats, and adult novelty gifts. Say Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 15 minutes from West Memphis, 1999 Madison Avenue in the heart of Midtown. Online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Must be 18 years of age or older to purchase smoking-related items.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
Did you know that the leading trend in technology is to have your stuff like voice activated? Artificial intelligence is really going to be the way to go. Although, I mean, there's a lot of people that I have met and dealt with over the years that seem to possess this innate ability to basically have artificial intelligence because they're just not all that smart. You see what I'm saying? You know, they may be book smart, but they ain't got common sense. That's unfortunate, because if my personal assistant of my phone, which is Siri, is the same one that you have, if you have an iPhone, or Cortana, whoever, if that thing is smarter than a lot of the people we know, by God, we're all sorts of fucked, aren't we? I tell you what, this is what the trend is. Everything is going to be dealt with by artificial intelligence. It's coming sooner than you think.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
All right, kids, let's get into some music, shall we? We've had this guy on before, Dula. He's the feature on this particular track, but he's also working with a cat by the name of Yella P. Y-E-L-L-A space the letter P, as in black-eyed peas. Yella P is actually a very cool dude. He's a very talented writer, great performer. He's managed to somehow cross hip-hop music with the blues.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Check it out. It's kind of fitting, too, for this show, because we just got done saying goodbye to 2016, or as people will tend to say, by Felicia. Here it is from Radioland.
So tell me what you gonna give me. You broke? You ain't got shit? I got to get my nails done, my hair done, and my outfit for me and my girl to hit the club tonight. So what you saying?
Bye, Felicia. You got me saying bye, Felicia. Too much mess, too much stress, and I really don't need you. You got me saying bye, Felicia. Even though you got that bye-bye, I still got to leave you. You got me saying bye, Felicia. Too much mess, too much stress, and I really don't need you. You got me saying bye, Felicia. Even though you got that bye-bye, I still got to leave you. Let me tell y'all a story about this gal I met. For a little while of fun, she gave me a lifetime of regret. I'm just kidding, you lot too strong for that. But lil' mama took me down through there with disrespect. See, I messed up bad, trying to treat her like a lady. She took it as a sign of weakness and tried to bait me, play me for little old change to get her happy. Hoping in the background that I someday make a hit. I should've kicked Rich Mike a long time ago, but I declare she got that bye-bye.
couldn't let her go. Caught good me bad, at the same time shaking her ass. I ain't paying attention to nothing, I'm just dropping off the cash. And I'm so green, she buying the next man everything. Cooking Sunday dinner for her folks and it's all on me. I pled my case to her a few times, but it never did reach her. All I'm left to do now is say bye Felicia.
Bye Felicia.
You got me saying bye Felicia. Too much mess, too much stress, and I really don't need you. You got me saying bye Felicia. Even though you got that bye bye, I still got to leave you. You got me saying bye Felicia. Too much mess, too much stress, and I really don't need you. You got me saying bye Felicia. Even though you got that bye bye, I still got to leave you.
I made a mistake when I brought you home. Now I wish you would just leave me alone. You're always out here lurking and looking, and you're on my Instagram and you searching Facebook. And I really don't need the stress. And don't about me with your mess. Can't ask her where she going, she'll tell you where she been. All who you hanging with, she say it's just a friend. She always speaking on what's going on in somebody else's house. Got a homegirl on speakerphone, stay running her mouth. But can't run her own house, can't pay her own bills. Trying to plug yellow, take more than some heels. But I'm Mr. Magic, and you a bad habit. I don't need 12 steps to tell me what to do. I'ma tell you like this, Fifi, I'm through. Goodbye.
You got me screaming bye Felicia. Too much mess, too much stress, and I really don't need you. You got me screaming bye Felicia. Even though you got the Wi-Fi, I still got to leave you. You got me screaming bye Felicia. Too much mess, too much stress, and I really don't need you. You got me screaming bye Felicia. Even though you got the Wi-Fi, I still got to leave you.
Like really? You know what I'm saying? I was just taking you out. You know what I'm saying? We just hanging out. I'm trying to mess with you too tough. But, you know, I got caught up. You know what I'm saying? You working and twerking. But, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm Mr. Magic. I can't get caught up in it. I got my mojo working. You know what I'm saying? So I got to let you go. You know what I'm saying? My rebound game strong. I got somebody else coming up. You know?
My new girl put out my old flame. My new girl put my old girl to shame. Would you please just forget my name? What we had don't mean a thing.
You always coming back. You the one can't leave me alone. With your little money tote name. You take that little money and you wipe your ass.
You got me screaming bye Felicia. You got me screaming bye Felicia. Too much mess, too much stress, and I really don't need you. You got me screaming bye Felicia. Even though you got the Wi-Fi, I still got to leave. You got me screaming bye Felicia. Too much mess, too much stress, and I really don't need you. You got me screaming bye Felicia. Even though you got that bye-bye, I still got to need you.
You got me saying bye Felicia. Too much mess, too much stress, and I really don't need you. You got me saying bye Felicia. Even though you got that bye-bye, I still got to leave you. You got me saying bye Felicia. Too much mess, too much stress, and I really don't need you. You got me saying bye Felicia. Even though you got that bye-bye, I still got to leave you.
Yeah, erase me from everything. Delete, delete, delete. Control out, delete me out your phone. Man, you're not my friend, so don't be my friend on Facebook. Don't follow me on Instagram. Don't tweet me. Man, no Snapchat, no Periscope, nothing. 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 It's old. It's all been OP. Bye.
It's a fun tune, isn't it? Yella P featuring Dula, by Felicia. It's in regular rotation at Radio Memphis. You can find it at radio-memphis.com. There's the man, there's the actual plug for the program. Actual plug for the program. Yeah, there it is. So there you go. Next week, we'll get into whatever it is we're getting into. We'll have some music. We'll have some fun. We'll do it again as we get into it. Yep. Yes, indeed. It is the 2017. Looking forward to a whole new year of shows. 52 shows this year. Hopefully, if we don't get canceled. Yeah. So there you go. Enjoy it. And look, do me a favor, too, if you would, for 17. Share the show wherever it is that you found it, whether you found it in social media. Share it that way or find it on the page at radio-memphis.com. If you like it, please share it. Pass it along. Let your friends know all about it. And if you would, let's say, for example, you're getting a show through iTunes. Go over there and please rate the program. That would be great. Tell everybody you know about it and give it whatever star rating you think is worthy. And that would be awesome. I would really appreciate that if you did. Our numbers are good, but it really helps to, bring in some new folks as well. That's certainly a good thing. So once again, share it and, tell everybody you know about it. That would mean a lot to me. I really do appreciate it. So there you go, kids. The first show for 2017 in the bag or in the can or however you want to put it. So on that note, I'm done. I'm out of here. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. And for God's sake, people, stop shooting each other. I'm Rick Cheddar. And this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.